The ICA sits at the historic intersection of Belvedere and Broad Streets. With its jutting angles and sharp curves, the 41,000-square-foot building may seem intimidating to some, but architect Stephen Hall says it's an idea of intersection and torsion, in which the entrances form a gateway for those from the city and from the university to enter.
And this is a place of open public invitation.
The first exhibition is called Declaration, and it's about the power of art to respond to social issues such as racial justice and gender equality. 34 emerging and established artists from Richmond and around the world are on display. And the pieces are a mix of mediums, including video gaming and fabrics. Detroit-based artist Amos Paul Kennedy used a hand-pulled letterpress to create more than 1,000 6x8 prints for the exhibit. The prints have personal messages he created, as well as ones from a dozen local barbershops and salons from around the city.
This is about the community of Richmond, and it's kind of a tribute to them and those places that we do not really recognize as a larger society, both in black societies and white societies.
The Institute for Contemporary Art will open to the public on April 21st. For WCVE News, I'm Ian Stewart.